best NFL draft coverage is on Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. So much going on with the NFL draft, obviously. We just got done talking about Jim Mora's comments about who he would take number one overall, and then we're curious to see if things like that affect Josh Rosen's draft stock. And we constantly wonder what the Broncos might do at number five. Thankfully, we enlist the help of our good friend Eric Galco of Optimum Scouting and the Sporting News. Let me just, before I welcome on Eric, welcome Eric onto the program. This is how dedicated this guy is. This guy was at Wagner today, getting draft prospects info, getting the dish on the Wagner football players. So this guy goes deeper than anyone. Eric, kudos to you, sir. How are you today?
I am warming up. It was not warm today at Wagner College, so I appreciate you guys giving a little shout out to the scouts out there who travel these cold pro days. So I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Right. Some people of your ilk, I won't name names, but they sit in a studio and watch Sam Darnold's pro day and everything like the rest of us. And then
right.
They're like,
that's the life.
Yeah, that's one day, Eric, you'll get there where you could just sit in a studio and make make assessments on guys based on what you see on the television. We just had Jim Mora's comments. I don't know if you saw them yesterday on NFL Network. He said that he would take Darnold number one, and then he went into the reasons why, and I feel like he was just throwing shade upon shade upon shade on Josh Rosen. If you heard the comments or have just seen Jim Mora and other things, do you think that when Jim Mora speaks about Josh Rosen that it is sour grapes, or is there a real perception that maybe Josh Rosen isn't a great teammate and wouldn't be great for the city of wherever he's drafted?
Right. I think I saw the comments, certainly talked to him. And the funny part is it's important not to overreact, right? He's not saying Josh Rosen is terrible. He'd never want him on his team. Josh Rosen is a cancer of a guy, and he's mad at UCLA. But also, coached his quarterback, recruited him to UCLA, coached him for 3 years, has coached in the NFL, including top quarterbacks in the past, so he knows what a good quarterback is. And you know that if he just goes on air and says, I like my guy, Josh Rosen, no one's going to be mad at him for being a homer. And he still said Sam Darnold. I think the way he phrased it is exactly what I've heard about Josh Rosen before. Josh Rosen wants to play in a big city. He doesn't want to be a part of a rebuilding team. He doesn't want to be a part of a smaller market. And that's kind of the concern that teams have with him. This is a guy who wants to pick his destination. He wants to be this kind of free agent. He wants to control his own destiny. And while maybe you feel that way, you know, draft in a free market world would be great, NFL teams want guys who just want to be football players. They want the Rob Gronkowski personality. The guys that think more are going to challenge more, are going to question more, and whether or not you like that or not, that ends up being divisive in locker rooms. So teams are not thinking, hey, Josh Rosen is a brash guy and very outstated and outgoing. It's more about, hey, when that guy's in a locker room, do we want him in there? Will teammates respect him? That's a question teams have. I think Jim Mora's statements show that not only is it an issue, that his own head coach is willing to say it indirectly on air.
Do you think that Josh Rosen is a coach killer? Because we've heard this all year, and I went back and looked at all these first-round picks, and like typically these first-round quarterbacks, they elevate the coach that they're with. And Josh Rosen is pretty much the only one that has gotten a coach fired during his final campaign at the school.
That's a great way to look at it. And I think look back a year ago, Notre Dame with DeShone Kizer, one of the more pro-ready and really impressive passers of the football, you know, in last year's draft class, maybe the most NFL-ready quarterback in last year's draft class. And he goes second round, and Notre Dame gets better without him. I mean, sometimes that happens in locker rooms where teammates and teams aren't on the same page as that quarterback, or the head coach and the quarterback don't really jive together. And sometimes it's easy to blame the head coach, but sometimes it's just the player himself too. And I won't set the case with Josh Rosen, but that is a concern with teams have, is they wonder, hey, is this guy a Super Bowl personality? The quarterback doesn't have to be the egomaniac leader of a locker room, no matter what. A lot of quarterbacks in the league are not the leaders of their team. And I think, you know, Martellus Bennett has said this, and on air, Richard Sherman, I've heard say this as well. It's okay that quarterbacks aren't the leader, but they also can't be divisive. And I think that's a real concern with Josh Rosen, is that when you're divisive, when teammates are kind of choosing sides between a quarterback and another teammate or a quarterback and a head coach, it never goes well for anybody. And that's really what the root of all these concerns about Josh Rosen are. So I haven't spoken to Josh personally, but I know a lot of people who have spoken to him since high school. And whether or not the issue is up to, still to be determined, but the fact that it's a question is why the Browns won't take him at one, and maybe he won't go in the top two picks.
Eric Galco, Optimum Scouting in the Sporting News, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. If you're the Browns, are you taking your quarterback first, or are you taking Barkley?
Yeah, if I'm the Browns, I'm planning for pick four because I've already decided on Sam Darnold in late January. Sam Darnold's a quarterback in this class that Josh Rosen has some of the mental aspects and personality aspects we talked about. Baker Mayfield, some of the same, I think, great intangibles, but still question marks, and his size. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are projects. Sam Darnold, although he needs a bit of work, and I think a lot of NFL teams expecting him to declare for the draft, stay in school and declare for the draft the following year, they still know his ceiling. They still know his potential. This is a guy who reminds in a lot of ways of why teams regret not making a bold move for Carson Wentz, and reminds a lot of Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford a couple of years ago, many years ago now. So I think Darnold's the first overall pick. And if you're the Browns, you're excited now. The New York Jets moving up to three means the second overall pick. We don't know it yet, but the Jets and Giants obviously know what the second overall pick is going to be. So now the draft starts at four, right? Because the Browns have Darnold. The Giants either have their guy or a trade in place. The Jets know what quarterback they're taking. So now the rest of the draft have to say, hey, if we want to move up in the draft, now we got to go to four with the Cleveland Browns. So the Browns can get Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, Denzel Ward, or get a haul to move down. So the Browns, you're really excited with how the draft's played out so far.
What does your gut tell you about where the Giants are going? Do you think that they try to help Eli, or do you think they find his successor?
You know, I think their plan was, going into this offseason with Dave Gettleman as the GM, to win now, to try to win with Eli Manning. I've heard it's a new regime, so stuff doesn't get out too much, but the plan seemed to be, hey, we're going to win now. We think we can do that. We can kind of rebuild on the fly moving forward. But, you know, they spent a lot of money in free agency before Dave Gettleman got there on defense and on offense. And it's either wasting money there or you got to kind of, you know, win right now. And they're going to try to win right now. But at the same time, this Odell Beckham situation kind of throws that in flux. And if you're not going to keep Odell Beckham, are you really going to win a Super Bowl right now? That's kind of their question. But historically, Dave Gettleman has not been one who trades draft picks. He's not a guy who's known for moving up or down the board. When he was in Carolina, he pretty much said he was going to take Christian McCaffrey a week before the draft and then didn't move down and took him at eight. I think that kind of leans to the fact that, hey, maybe he was okay with a running back second overall in Saquon Barkley. Maybe he wants to win now and he won't move back despite the Buffalo Bills likely offering a nice haul. So it seems right now that the Giants are going to stay put and take Saquon Barkley, maybe an outside chance of Bradley Chubb, but I'm sure the Bills and maybe other teams are sending a lot of offers to them right now to get the number two overall pick and get the quarterback that those teams want.
Eric Galco, Optimum Scouting Sporting News, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Do you think that the Broncos would try to move up at least block the, let's say 1, 2, 3 or go the quarterbacks, right? Or just those three picks stay intact, stay with the teams that currently hold them. Do you think that the Broncos would be motivated to move up to four to avoid the Bills getting in front of them?
I think so. And I think if they want to get a quarterback in this draft class, which I'm not positive they do, but it seems like they're hinting towards that, getting a quarterback in the early in this part of this draft class, then they have to do that. I think the Broncos, you know, if you want a franchise quarterback and you say that guy's worth a first-round pick, every team should trade as high as they possibly can to get a quarterback. That's why I mentioned earlier, the Jets know what's going to happen at number two overall, because you don't move up for the draft just to say, hey, I'll take whoever's left. You know the guy you're going to get. And I think for the Broncos, they know the quarterback they like. There is one or two guys on their board that they say, yep, these guys are worth trading up for, and now it's about finding the right assets to do that. So if they want a quarterback, they've got to move up to number four, most likely to do so, maybe even number two if they really like a guy like Josh Rosen. But if they do, I think Baker Mayfield's a great fit for them if they want to stay at four. I think they're expecting right now the draft to go Sam Darnold and either Josh Allen or Saquon Barkley at two, and then Josh Rosen at three. I feel the Broncos, you're saying, hey, I can move up one spot, maybe give up a third round pick or fourth round pick to get the fourth overall pick and get Baker Mayfield? Or do you stay put? You draft a guy like Quentin Nelson at guard for Notre Dame and build your, finish your offensive line and try to win a Super Bowl with Case Keenum the next 2 years. So the Broncos have a couple options there. If they want a quarterback now, they're kind of forfeiting the momentum they've built this offseason and kind of finalizing that offensive line.
That's the guy I wanted to talk to you about. I've fallen in love with Quentin Nelson at number five. I'm so much of a freak now. Like, I go to YouTube and watch all these highlight reels and, you know, pro day stuff. I'm like, this guy is amazing, and I would love the Broncos to take him at five. But then I've also heard that having a guard, let's say he, you know, the you get to the fifth year, having a guard, if all things pan out, one of your highest paid players on your team really screws things up for the front office when they're doing contracts. Is there some truth to that?
You know, I don't think so. And actually, conversely, I think taking we're going to see a lot of offensive linemen go in round one in large part because of the contracts. Look at the offensive lineman that got signed this year. Go check out Andrew Norwell's contract. Go check out Justin Pugh's contract. Even backup guys around the league that are guards are getting paid $7, $8 million. Quentin Nelson, even if he's a top five overall pick, is going to make $4, $5 million for the next 4 years guaranteed. So taking an offensive lineman in round one for a lot of teams is a cap savings, right? Andrew Norwell is great, but if I can get Quentin Nelson, maybe just as good, that's worse than, I'd say, $13 million a year on that kind of guy. So I think taking offensive linemen in round one is now smart business practices, and that's why teams don't take running backs or safeties generally that high in the draft, because those contracts are the other way around. So I think the Broncos, who have some salary cap restrictions, the way they spend an offensive line in free agency, if they can get Quentin Nelson, really kind of wrap up their offensive line, then they're good at that position safely for the next 3-4 years, and they can kind of slowly add to their rebuilding defense, you know, 2 years from now. So a lot of salary cap logistics going on, but really offensive linemen in round one is a smart business practice. And I think we're going to see as many as 8, 9, 10 offensive linemen go in round one because of that just same factor.
When is the draft guide coming out? When can we get our hands on that?
Yeah, draft guide's coming out. Expected right now, Friday morning, available on offenscouting.com. Right now, pre-order is just $10, but we're excited to finish it up, and me and my staff are going to be staying up late nights these next 3 nights to get it all done, but we're really excited about it. I know NFL teams I talked to today are excited about it, so fans, if you like the NFL draft, it's hopefully a good resource for you to enjoy the draft with.
Yep, OptimumScouting.com is the place to go get your hands on that. I most certainly will come Friday. Eric, always appreciate the time and the insight, and hopefully you didn't get too much of the sniffles being out there at Wagner, but we appreciate the time.
Appreciate you guys. Talk soon.
Yep, sounds good. Eric Galco, Optimum Scouting in the Sporting News, joining us here on Drive Time Sports.